This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my good friend Ron Hutchcraft on the line of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. And Ron, we're going to be talking about something you called in your email, Rescue Radio. Now, is this referring to a word with you or the TWR partnership?
Well, it actually is a combination of those two. That funny you should ask. Actually, A Word With You has been is a 5-minute program that it's been my privilege to host and create for, my goodness, probably about 30 years, ever since I was 5 years old. Well, wait a minute. But and today, however, God is using it as a tool, a great commission tool. And I'll tell you how far He is taking it, and why this matters right now. There are tons of Christian radio programs, so what? Well, I'll explain the Rescue Radio in just a minute, but let's go back to the parable that Jesus told about the talents that he gave to three guys that the master gave, 5 to 1, 2 to another, 1 to the other, and he expected them to make the most of what he'd given them. He came back and found out the one with 5 and 2 had multiplied and then doubled it, was very pleased and said, I'm going to reward you disproportionately because of what you did with what I entrusted to you. The other guy just buried it in the ground, and he was not, the master was not pleased with the fact there was no ROI, there was no return on investment. Well, what we as a ministry, one of the things God has entrusted to us, and we feel this trust very deeply, is what we think is a unique approach to Christian radio. First of all, it's only 5 minutes, and that's a good thing because we are able to get in and get out and hopefully get into a person's heart while they're still listening the whole time. And what's distinctive about it, there are lots of Christian radio programs, and many of them do try to share the gospel. We are fiercely intentional about our program being what we would call Rescue Radio, and that simply means that the message that rescues us from our lostness, our brokenness, and an eternity without God, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, will be clearly, non-religiously, creatively, and regularly what our program is about. So at least 2 out of 5 days a week, it is straight up a gospel program for lost people. And that now has, thank the Lord, is on about 1,200 outlets across the country. But our approach to sharing the gospel is what I would call story-wrapped. And what I mean by story-wrapped is that if you start listening to the program, and someone listening right now may have heard it many times, you'll hear a story. And you'll go, where are we going with this? And it's an everyday story. It'll be about things you can relate to. And it will lead to a scripture, which will lead to then the question, so what? So it's kind of story, scripture. Well, so what if the Bible says that? What should I do about it? And as I said, at least 2 out of 5 days a week, that is going to be straight up gospel, but presented differently every single time. Because every single time there's a different slant. It's not a different gospel, but it's a different package, and it is packaged in what we believe to be a compelling story. Well, now here come we're back to the parable. Make the most of what I've entrusted to you. And we were approached by Transworld Radio, our wonderful partners, and they suggested that the story format that we use would be very effective in other cultures because we live in a storytelling world. So we started with the most spoken language in the world, which is Mandarin. Over 1 billion people speak Mandarin. And you could only put the gospel in one language, you should put it in Mandarin. And so we have a wonderful host who now takes a word with you and uses the story format and presents the gospel all across China in Mandarin. And we were so pleased with that that we moved to the second most spoken language in the world, which is Spanish. We already were kind of working that one called English, which is the third most spoken language, the one I try to speak. And the fourth most spoken language is Hindi, which is the major language of India. And thank the Lord, today the gospel is being heard in this storytelling format all over India as well. And then just recently, we've been able to get into the fifth and very strategic language in the world, and that is Arabic, all over the Middle East. And I'm starting to get mail back that is in script I don't recognize because it is written in Arabic. And we are now targeting other world languages. And it's wonderful because Transworld Radio has hosts who can carry out the same kind of warm, welcoming, non-preachy type of feel. I don't understand all their words, but I understand their tone. And I'm like, yeah, that's how the gospel ought to come across, with gentleness, with authority, and wrapped in love, and wrapped in a story like Jesus did. So it's very exciting to see in these countdown times to the return of Christ that we can be a small part of carrying out what Jesus said. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world and to all nations, and then the end will come.
And you mentioned that you're developing more languages. What's on the horizon and why those ones?
Well, you know, we have at first decided to think strategically about where the most people could be reached just based on the number of people who speak that language. And by the way, Transworld Radio also has a wonderful online site called TWR360. And so we're able to refer people. Let's say, for example, you know someone in the United States who is a Mandarin speaker and may have come here not too long ago, or a Spanish speaker. Well, they can go to TWR360 and listen to a word with you anytime, anywhere. So it's also a great referral place. Now we're thinking not just of the number of people who speak the language, but the percentage of people who know Christ in a particular culture. So Japanese is very much on our hearts right now. We honestly, this is a matter of saying, Lord, where do you want us? This is your tool that you have blessed so much over the years. And can you help us know where you want us to go next? Now, Japanese is on the list of the top 10 languages spoken in the world, probably number 8 or number 9. But we're very anxious, even at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, to discuss this with other partners, how we might be able to get to the people of Japan, because something under 0.5% of the people of Japan have a relationship with Christ. We want to get there every day that we can with the good news wrapped in a story that will, in a disarming way, introduce them to what Jesus did on the cross for them.
And that's that language is close to my heart because I am part Japanese. So I'm very interested to see where God takes this one. In Japanese,
I bet I have a prayer partner now.
Oh yeah, definitely. And
you'll be praying for that one.
Exactly. And in Japanese culture, I'm just wondering, it's a very hardened culture, as you've said, to the gospel. Will this almost like a secret approach where someone can listen to this radio program without others? You know, you think of honor shame culture.
Yes.
Is that something where they can maybe develop a relationship with Christ secretly and then, as God allows, make that known on a wider basis?
Well, think about Arabic in that same regard, and places in China. That would be a similar thing. And yes, it is a way that people can be introduced to Jesus without the intimidation of perhaps cultural forces around them. You know, D.L. Moody said something interesting about stories, and I believe it is being proven in other cultures as we story wrap the gospel. He said, men will listen to a story when they won't listen to scripture. The moral of a story remains with them a long time and often sets them thinking along lines they refuse to consider in sermon form. Interesting, and I think insightful and perspective. That's exactly what we believe. Now, that doesn't mean we compromise the message. The message is clear, but it's presented in a warm, disarming, different package than you might be used to. And you're hearing about Jesus before you even realize where you're going. And it's not bait and switch, but it's taking a story that really has a legitimate life point and in a very natural, non-religious way, bringing that down to the gospel. So it's an exciting challenge on a daily basis almost to say, how can I find another fresh way to introduce Jesus to people? So I get to do that all the time. And that's why it's great to have people praying for us.
And that leads perfectly into my next question is, how do you want people to respond when they hear this story?
You mean your listeners?
Or readers, wherever they encounter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, obviously, there is a prediction by Jesus, of course, that the gospel of as sin is exploding in this world before he comes back, so the gospel will be exploding. There's a race on right now, and it's a race against time. And the Bible tells us that the devil, it says, is filled with fury. He has gone down to the earth. He is really angry, and it says because he knows his time is short. And so ministries like ours that really have our foot on the gas to say, how can we get to more sooner and give more people an opportunity to hear the gospel? Just to pray, first of all, that that we will be faithful in our message, that we will be creative and engaging in the way we introduce the gospel. So many times we don't even get a hearing for the gospel because of the approach just doesn't interest people, or they feel like, oh, here comes a sermon, here comes another religion trying to convert me. But I don't think it comes across this way when it is story wrapped. That was the genius of Jesus' teaching. So pray for creativity and freshness, but still faithfulness, freshness in the package, and faithfulness in the message, and that God will provide the funds for us to be able to accelerate getting into other cultures with this, what we hope is a disarming and very powerful way to bring Jesus into somebody's life right where they are. And the whole goal is to bring the lost to the cross, which is the passion of our Savior's heart, the passion of my heart, the passion of Mission Network News, and the passion of our ministry.